Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today I would like to share with you a piece of a homily of St. John Paul II when he preached in Santiago de Compostela in Spain on the occasion of the 4th World Youth Day in front of a crowd of around 600,000 young people. And St. John Paul preached on what we find in today's Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus says, "The greatest among you must be your servant." Now imagine St. John Paul saying this to hundreds and thousands of young people, as he says, "Have you not perhaps come here, I ask you again, to convince yourselves once and for all that to be great means to serve? This service is certainly not mere humanitarian sentimentality, nor is the community of the disciples of Christ a volunteer agency or social help group. Such a concept of service would imply stooping to the level of the spirit of this world. No. Here we are dealing with something more. The radicality, quality, and destiny of this service to which we have all been called must be seen in the context of the human redemption. Because we have been created, we have been called, we have been destined first and foremost to serve God in the image and likeness of Christ, who, as the Lord of all creation, as center of the cosmos and of history, showed his royal power through obedience unto death and was glorified in the resurrection. The kingdom of God is realized by means of this service, which is the fullness and measure of all human service. It does not act according to human criterion through power, might, or money. Each one of us is asked for a total readiness to follow Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. I invite you, dear friends, to discover your true vocation to cooperate in the spreading of this kingdom of truth and life, of holiness and grace, of justice, love, and peace. If you really wish to serve your brothers and sisters, let Christ reign in your hearts. Let him help you discern and grow in dominion over yourselves, to strengthen you in the virtues, to fill you above all with his charity, to guide you along the path which leads to the condition of the perfect one. Do not be afraid to be saints." End of quote. So I invite you to meditate on these words of this great saint today as we continue journeying throughout this season of Lent. I repeat the Pope's words, "Do not be afraid to be saints." Let us pray. Guard your church, we pray, O Lord, in your unceasing mercy. And since without you mortal humanity is sure to fall, may we be kept by your constant helps from all harm and directed to all that brings salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.